Good morning. Thank you for joining me for story time. Amen. Our story today is about Samson and Delilah. Thank you for joining me today. I pray that you receive nuggets of gold falling from heaven into your soul. I pray in the name of Jesus. So today, as we talk about Samson and Delilah, let's learn something from this story. Sometime later, Samson met a woman who was called Delilah, and she lived in Sorek Valley. Samson loved her, and the rulers of the Philistines went to visit Delilah, and they said to her, "Do something clever to discover what makes Samson so strong. We want to find a way to take hold of him and to tie him up. If you do that, we will give you 1,100 pieces of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me what makes you so strong. How could someone tie you up so that you become helpless?" And Samson replied, "Someone would have to use even new strings for bows. Have to use 7 new strings for bows. The strings must not have become dry. If they use those strings to tie me up, I will become weak like other men." So the Philistine rulers gave Delilah 7 new strings for bows, and she used them to tie Samson up while he was asleep. Some Philistine men hid in the room of her house, and then she shouted, "Samson, the Philistines are here!" But he broke the 7 strings very easily. It was not hard for him at all. They were like thin cotton that a fire would burn. So they did not discover the secret about his strength. Delilah said to Samson, she said, "You have deceived me as if I was a fool, like the truth. How can someone really make you weak? Tell me the truth." And Samson said to her, "They would have to use new ropes that no one has used. If they tie me up with those, I will become weak like other men." So Delilah took some new ropes and she tied Samson up with them. Some Philistine men were hiding in her room again, just as they did before. And then she shouted, "Samson, the Philistines are here." But he broke the ropes. He broke the ropes off his arms as if they were just a thin string or something. And then Delilah said to Samson, "You have deceived me again as if I was a fool. Now you must tell me the truth. Tell me how someone can make you weak." Samson replied, "You see that my long hair is tied in 7 tails. You must tie them into the cloth that is on the loom. Fix them there very strongly. And if you do that, I will become weak like other men." Delilah did this while Samson was asleep again. She took the 7 tails of his hair and she tied them into the cloth on the loom. She fixed them with a strong peg. Then she shouted, "Samson, the Philistines are here." And he woke up and he pulled out the peg. He tore his hair away from the cloth of the loom so that he was free. And then Delilah says to him, "I realize that you do not really love me because you will not tell me your secret. You have deceived me 3 times as if I was a fool. You have refused to tell me what makes you so strong." And she continued to say the same thing to Samson many times. Her words made Samson very upset. He felt that he wanted to die That's verse 16. And then finally 17, Samuel told her his secret. He said to her, "No one has ever cut my hair. Even before I was born, I belonged to God as a Nazarite. If someone cuts off my hair, I would have no more strength. I would become as weak as any other man." Delilah realized that Samson had told her the truth. So she sent a message to the rulers of the Philistines, and she told them, "Samson has now told me his secret. So come back once more. So the Philistine rulers went to visit Delilah again, and they took their pieces of silver with them. Delilah made Samson sleep with his head on her knees. She called a man to come and cut off the 7 tails of Samson's hair. This made Samson helpless, so that he had no more strength. Then Delilah shouted, "Samson, the Philistines are here." He woke up and he thought, "I will make myself free as I have always done before." But he did not realize that the Lord had gone away from him. I want you to notice and not forget that scripture right there, friends. But he did not realize that the Lord had gone away from him. The Philistines took hold of Samson and they cut out his eyes. They tied him up with bronze chains. They made him do work as their prisoner. He had to push a heavy stone to make grain into flour. But after they had cut off Samson's hair, it began to grow again. Then in verse 23, one day the rulers of the Philistines met together to have a big feast, and they offered a great sacrifice to their god, called Dagon, D-A-G-O-N. They said, "Dagon has put our enemy Samson under our power." And when the people saw what had happened to Samson, they praised their god. They said, "Our God has let us catch our enemy. He was the enemy who destroyed our land and who killed many of us." The people were happy at the feast. They shouted, "Bring Samson here for us to see him. He can help us to enjoy our party." So they brought Samson out of the prison, and the people were happy to see him. They made him stand between the pillars of the temple, and a young man held Samson's hand to lead him. Samson said to him, "Put me where I can touch the pillars which hold up the temple's roof. I want to rest my body on them." And the temple was full of men and women, as well as the Philistine rulers. About 3,000 people were on the roof. As they watched Samson, they were laughing at him. Samson prayed to the Lord. He said, "Remember me, Almighty Lord. Please make me strong again. One more time. I want to punish the Philistines because they cut out my 2 eyes." I may go ahead and finish the chapter. The story ended at we haven't actually got there. It does end at the end of the chapter. So verse 29, then Samson put his hands on the 2 pillars in the center of the building. He put his right hand on one pillar and his left hand on the other pillar, and he got ready to push. Samson shouted out, "Let me die with the Philistines." And then he pushed the pillars with all his strength. The temple fell down on the rulers and all the other people in it. In that way, Samson killed more people as he died than he had killed while he lived. And then his brothers and all his father's family came to get his body, and they carried it back home, and they buried him in the grave of his father, Manoah. That was between Zora and Eshtol. Samson had led Israel for 20 years. Amen. So the story of Samson and Delilah was a nightmare of a story, actually. If you listen to each and every word, each and every time, all the times that she tried to take his power, and why the man didn't see it, I will never know, but I'm not going to comment on that. God alone knows. But so this was the story of Samson and Delilah. I pray that you received wisdom from it. Solomon or Samson and Delilah went through a lot there. And most all of it was for no reason. We need to think about our choices that we make in life. Amen. Even in our choices in the people that we are with.